Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. So glad you're here. I hope your day is off to an amazing start. And it's my goal to make the rest of your day absolutely amazing, to just shift the perspective and to allow you to count it all joy and to not let nobody take your joy from you. Amen. Today, I want to talk about the posture of your heart and, child, my heart too, because sometimes I be having to check my temperature, and it's all good when you can check yourself because that means you avoid getting checked in the world and God ain't got to send nobody to straighten your crown. Amen. That don't always feel good. So sometimes you have to look at why you're seeking a certain thing. Like, you know, we pray for more money, or we pray for stature, we pray for promotion, we ask God for a bigger home or a new car, or, you know, whatever your thing is, right? I want us to start looking at why we want those things, because the why is important. And what I've come to know about myself is that there are times, not all the time, but there are times where my prayer is directly attached to something evil. And I listen, not on purpose now. That don't mean I'm sitting over here going, ooh, and rubbing my hands together. That ain't it. That means that maybe, you know, I'm seeking God and I'm like, God, please allow me to get that promotion at work. And da 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 da. And I'm thinking about all the things that it can do for my family. But then I'm also thinking about that one person that I can't wait to see the look in their face when it happens. Yo, where is my heart postured if that is what is coming across my mind when I'm praying about this new thing, right? So, you know, it's okay to ask God for increase in your finances because you want your family to be able to live a little differently. You want a cushion. You want to not worry. You want to remove the concept of paycheck to paycheck. All good, right? But if your desire for that money is so I can stun on them as I'm driving through the neighborhood or so that I can take them trips and show them they not going to outdo me. Like, what is the posture of your heart as you are seeking God for these things? Because that matters. And God knows. You can't trick God. You can't put on your little lashes and your makeup. Ladies, you can't put that little wig on or straighten up your edges and then go to God and say, all right, God, this the new me now. You got to answer this prayer. That ain't how that works. Fellas, a little Beijing and a straightened up tape line ain't going to convince God that you somebody different than the person that came yesterday. Amen? He knows who we are. So as you continue to build those vision boards, as you continue to put together the idea of what you want for your life, you know, and you hope that your desires and God's will align, check the temperature of your heart. Make sure your heart is postured in a way that pleases God. Make sure that whatever you're asking God for aligns with His word and advances His kingdom. Because although I believe that God wants us to have beautiful things, I believe that God wants us to see amazing places and reach higher heights, and that He wants us to live well and good and for us to not have a worry, right? I also know that God wants to make sure we don't lose ourselves along the way. And if we get too wrapped up and too focused on the things of this world, the money, the stature, the who's list, the rooms that people are in that you once couldn't get in that now you're in. You know, like if we get too worried about those things, we become more like the world and less like the word. And we need to make sure that we are aligning our steps with what God has for us. Stay on the pathway to purpose, friend. A couple of podcasts before, we talked about your personal GPS, your God positioning system. And make sure that you are aligning your direction with your God positioning system. Make sure that your Wi-Fi signal is strong, baby, and that your heart does not become postured in this world. Make sure that you're not planting a seed in His word, but then allowing the wind to move that seed so that you're rooted in the world. And now what's growing from this is not at all what God had planned. So just wanted to send that friendly reminder out to you today, because God knows I need it sometimes. And I'm so thankful for friends that don't mind tapping me on my shoulder and saying, hey, B, I don't know if this way really aligns with what God has for you. Or, hey, B, you might want to double check with God on, you know, the way you've been moving. I'm noticing a shift in you lately. And, you know, I love you. So I just wanted to tell you that I see that. I love that. I'm a Leo, baby. I'm a big Leo. I got pride, and sometimes it's a thing for me to deal with. So I'm not going to say that I always receive it the right way at first. You know, sometimes it feels like a little jab to me. But once I'm able to settle, once I'm able to center, and once I'm able to really get close to God and pray on that thing, I'm able to go back to that friend and say, man, thank you so much. Because I realized that you could see something that I couldn't see, and it helped me get back on track. So I just wanted to share that with you today, because maybe you needed that nudge. Maybe you know someone that needs that nudge, and you can find a way to lovingly come to them and express to them that, you know, you think maybe their heart needs a little posturing. Maybe they need to seek God a little more. Maybe they're starting to focus on the wrong things. And if God gives you the right things and you do the wrong things with them, well, I don't know what's worse. It's probably almost better to not have them at all, right? Than to have it and ruin it. So friend, my hope is that that word was good to you today. Share it with someone else. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to gather with my friends today, Lord. Thank you that everyone that you brought to this podcast today left with something they needed. Lord, I thank you for keeping me in a space where I can be corrected, where I can straighten my crown, and where I can receive from friends, family, and even strangers, Lord, if there is something more that you have for me to do, if I need refining, and if I need a little straightening, Lord, ain't nothing wrong with a little straightening. So, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to gather today to straighten one another's crown without telling the world that it's messed up or that it's crooked. Lord, I thank you for all of the areas in my life and in her life and in his life that you are clearing out, Lord. We thank you for the pressure washing going on right now to bring us back to a new condition. Lord, I just thank you for all that you are doing in our lives that brings us closer to the life you'll have for us to live. Lord, I thank you for all of our yesterdays. I thank you for what will be of today. And I thank you for the plans that you have for our tomorrow. Lord, we know that everything we go through brings us good and brings you glory as long as we stay down, Lord, as long as we lock in with your will, as long as we give into your way. Lord, we know that obedience is better than sacrifice, Lord, so just help us to be obedient. Lord, when the world gets noisy, help us to remove ourselves so that we can hear you more clearly. Help us to avoid things that distract us. Help us to isolate ourselves from it all if we feel like it's becoming too much. Lord, if we begin to resemble the world, help us to see ourselves more clearly so that we can do whatever is required to get us back in your good graces. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for sending your son so that we would have a chance at eternal life. We thank you for your grace and mercy that is offered to us daily. And we thank you that you never run out of room for us, Lord. We thank you that your love is limitless. We thank you that you send people to help us along the way. And we thank you that today is a box being checked that is a prerequisite for tomorrow. Lord, we count it all joy, and we refuse to let the world take what the world didn't give. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great remainder of your day, friend. Don't forget to share this with a friend. Tag me on social media. I'm at BeazyBaby everywhere. B-E-A-S-Y-B-A-Y-B-I-E. See you next time.